Test 78, Section 2, Question 21. And here we're looking for the parallel flaw. So we start by checking the conclusion. It says, therefore, there must be some kinds of soil that contain clay and sand, and some that contain clay and organic. There's some that must have A and B, and some that must have A and C. So now we look for something similar. Therefore, if there are companies that sell both cosmetics and toothpaste, there must also be some that sell cosmetics and shampoos. It has an A, B, and an A, C, but it's an if-then. It's saying if you have A, you must also have B. Not, there must be some A, B, and some A, C. Then there are some that sell both cosmetics and shampoo, and some that sell both cosmetics and toothpaste. I said, maybe. Let's see what else we get. We look at C. Therefore, unless there are some that sell these, there must be some that... No, because that's, again, an if-then, using the unless. D, therefore, there must be some pharmacies that sell both cosmetics and toothpaste, some that sell both cosmetics and shampoo. And I like that, and I like that actually even a little better than B. I feel like it's a little clearer, because it's got the therefore, but I would hold on to B and D at this point. Therefore, since most companies sell cosmetics, there must be some that sell both cosmetics and toothpaste, and some that sell both cosmetics and shampoo. And so that one's pretty similar too. So we basically have three answers. I really like D and E, and this is one where we're going to have to go use the passage. So it says, most kinds of soil contain clay. So most soil has clay. And virtually every kind of soil contains either sand or organic material, or both. Okay, so most has clay, and nearly all soil has sand or organic material, or both. Therefore, there must be some soil that has clay and sand, and some that has clay and organic material. And that's where we get our flaw. We know that most kinds of soil are probably going to have sand or organic, but we don't know and they'll have clay plus sand or organic, but we don't know that you have to have some of each, because it could be that the type that has clay doesn't ever have organic material, or the type that has clay doesn't ever have sand. We don't know what the percentages are. Maybe it's 99% of it has sand and only 1% has organic, and that 1% organic never overlaps with the clay. So that's the problem here. So now we look at our answers, and I would start with D and E and then go back to B if we needed to. So it says, virtually every pharmacy that sells shampoo also sells toothpaste. That's kind of saying virtually all that sell A also sell B. Most pharmacies sell cosmetics. Therefore, there must be some that sell cosmetics and toothpaste, and some... Well, this had the right conclusion, but it has a little bit different evidence. It's saying virtually all that sell shampoo also sell toothpaste. Virtually everything contains this or this. It doesn't say virtually all that had A also have B. So D is actually different. Then E, nearly all pharmacies sell either shampoo or toothpaste or both. And that's really good, because that's similar to the every kind contains sand or organic. Therefore, since most pharmacies sell cosmetics, there must be some that have cosmetics toothpaste, some that sell both cosmetics and shampoo, and that one follows it perfectly. Now notice that they did switch around the order of the sentences, and that's totally fine, or the order of the claims, I should say. So we're fine to move around the order as long as it has the same parts. And it had most have cosmetics, which is similar to most have clay, and then nearly all have shampoo or toothpaste or both, virtually everything has sand or organic or both, and then the final combination is therefore some cosmetics toothpaste, some cosmetics shampoo, similar to some clay and sand, some clay and organic. So E is our correct answer for question 21.